Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Hello, America. Welcome back to The Savage Truth. I am your hostess with the mostest, Cicely Davis, here back in the studio to give you another round of happenings across this great constitutional republic of ours. How's your week going? Hope all is well with you. Thank you for joining me. It's great to have you. Please like this podcast. Like this podcast, specifically this one. Please like it, share it, subscribe, and leave a positive review. Please leave a positive review. Take the time to leave that positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Thank you so very much. I really, truly appreciate that. As we are continuing to grow in viewership and listenership with regard to The Savage Truth. So, as always, a lot going on. And as always, I don't know where to begin or what to cover. Seriously, with this administration, there's always, on any given day, let alone any week or even weekend, something stupid, truly stupid, is going on with the old Biden administration. Okay, folks, I still have family members to this day, right now, who believe that Donald Trump is going to take office and round up all those who weren't Trump fans and either hurt them or wreck their lives by some financial detrimental audit or send them to some remote island somewhere where no one can find them and they can't communicate with their loved ones. I mean, this is true. I mean, I'm talking to family members. I literally talk to them and they still truly believe this. I mean, I don't know what they really expect, but they really, truly believe this. He's out for revenge for all those who don't like him, they believe, or who didn't cast a vote for him. And he's going to cancel Social Security. That's their biggest. Oh, he's a racist and he's going to cancel Social Security. And they believe this. These people still believe in the big switch. Still, in 2024, April of 2024, they still believe the farce of the big switch. These are the same people that believe that Trump and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and all other billionaires don't pay their fair taxes. And if they do, it's very little. Now, I know there was some confusion around this when it was revealed that Jeff Bezos apparently paid $75 in taxes. They saw a tax reformer, something about that, and it was $75. So there was all this confusion. Again, ignorance is really detrimental when you don't do your research. When actually, per a poll done by the Wall Street Journal, those billionaires pay 42%. What? Yeah, 42%. Tax the rich. Tax the rich. They still believe that per this PubMed study, that 51% of Democrats believe that if someone gets COVID, they need to be hospitalized immediately. Still today, after all the revelation we've had about where it began, we've heard about gain of function research, the farce surrounding the mask and its prevention. Still, my family members believe this. They still believe this stuff. They believe this stuff because, number one, the news outlets they watch censor information. They omit it, they hide it, or don't report it altogether. And secondly, because an insider at NPR, Meet the Press Now on NBC, told us so. An insider came out and said, there are no Republicans on staff. Imagine that. Truly, folks, seriously, imagine that. No Republicans on staff, no diversity of thought, no one there to question things about police brutality, no one to question defund the police theory and its impact on certain neighborhoods since they say they love those the BIPOC community. No one to question the change of statute of limitations for one man, Donald Trump, for just one case, just so that they can prosecute him. All the issues, immigration, sanctuary cities, Bidenomics. No one there to question or challenge them. And so people, like a lot of my family members and many like them, they don't know. They just simply don't know because, again, they don't research. They don't research data. They don't read beyond the screen, the TV screen, or what they read online. So they don't get the other perspective and go blindly around in ignorance. Now, politics and politicians is one thing. I totally get that. But when health officials will lie about health standards, about health protocols, health developments, and the impact to the population, that's a serious problem. The WHO, okay, the CDC, when we can't trust those officials, we can't trust that they can remain neutral to just give general information for the good of humankind, that's a problem. No one there to say, hey, it was proven that the Steele dossier was a bogus document and it was actually the Hillary Clinton campaign that spied on Donald Trump. No one there to do that. No one was there. No one's there now. Shouldn't we run a piece on that? Shouldn't we do some research? Should we like actually tell people now that we spent all this time? Shouldn't we actually give them the opposite side and say, hey, we actually found out that that whole Steele dossier thing wasn't real, wasn't true. It was all a farce. Shouldn't we report that Fauci said that there was no real basis for the mask? They knew you could still spread COVID, folks. They knew. Mask or no mask. No one there to say, hey, now that we know, when Fauci came out and said that, you know what? We don't really have a real protocol as to why we suggested wearing the mask. We actually knew that you still can spread it with or without the mask. And we just kind of, you know, it just made people feel good. So we said, wear a mask. Shouldn't we tell people that now? No one there to do that. No checks and balances. All one sound mind. And he came out and said that if you actually had a little bit of a deviation to thought, that they would raise a ruckus and actually kick you out of the room. Unbelievable. And this is why, you know, my family members and so many like them believe what they believe or are running around in this ignorant, in this political ignorance, not understanding why their lives are the way they are and what causes it, and what the true stories are so that they can make educated decisions. I'm going to close with that and we'll come back to that later. I'm going to do a full circle, but here's another question I want to. Do you notice, anyone notice that Joe Biden completely operates like a dictator? He's overriding his authority and promising to cancel student loan debt. And why? Why is he doing that? What's the reason behind that? Because he needs the votes. He can't run on the issues. And his vice president isn't smart enough to help toe the line. So what else does he have? Abortion and student loans. Incidentally, I do believe our political opponents want to take away our guns, but the reason they don't harp on that so much with the same intensity as abortion and student loans is because there are still a whole heck of a lot of Dems who hunt, conceal, and carry, okay? They actually just know that that's a lost cause. It's in our DNA as Americans to carry, and the one thing they know won't really get carried across the finish line is taking away guns. But they absolutely will defend post-birth abortion. And that's their position on this, folks. That's their position on this. Yes, post-birth abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, Dems believe that the baby, the infant, the brand newly born human being actually doesn't have rights until it leaves the hospital, okay? Planned Parenthood was totally based and formed on this concept. Absolutely horrid. And they call us extreme. Wow. So Joe Biden is, quote unquote, canceling student debt. But you guys all need to recognize something. I hope you all realize this. You do all realize that there is no such thing, right? There is no cancellation of student debt. I mean, if you have a debt, yours, and suddenly you owe nothing, it didn't just evaporate, okay? It didn't just vanish into thin air. That debt was transferred. See, money was borrowed, and so it has to be paid back. And if it disappears because it's yours, it's not because it just vanished into thin air, okay? Joe Biden can't snap his fingers and turn your loan into dust. It transferred to someone else to pay. And guess what? It doesn't transfer to the Silicon Valley millionaires and billionaires. It doesn't transfer to the ones in the Hamptons. It transfers to, you guessed it, the working class and the middle class to pay, to pick up the tab. Oh, it seems Joe Biden has offered to pick up the tab for the elite academia professors and those who are making $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year, and transferring it to those who didn't go to college at all, those who maybe went to a trade school and worked hard to pay off that short, smaller loan to attend that school, or receive that short 18-month or two-year training so that they could get out into the workforce a lot sooner and acquire that skill, they're the ones that have to pick up the tab now because of Joe Biden's policies. You have to pick up the tab for that person who makes $150K, $180K, $200,000 a year, because that's actually who Joe Biden truly cares about. That's who the O'Biden administration actually cares about. That's who they speak to. That's who they resonate with. Joe Biden is operating outside of presidential powers here. This is not constitutional. We've all heard this before. We know this. They know the limits of presidential power and just don't care. They could care less. He doesn't care. Now, I most often criticize a lot of the members of the House in particular, not so much the Senate. They really kind of have it together there. A lot of attorneys over there, they know what they're doing. Same, because the House, though, because they clearly aren't familiar with the Constitution. I see this all the time. Remember AOC when she said that we need to take back all three chambers of government? The presidency, the Senate, and the House. Three chambers of government, the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Now, most of you know that the three branches, not chambers of government, are executive, legislative, and judicial. Now, believe me, I'm sure that there are others who don't or didn't know that at the time, didn't know that fact. I think there are plenty who are just as ignorant about our government and how it actually works. I think the one that pulled the fire alarm probably didn't know the three branches of government. I'm pretty sure Cori Bush doesn't know. I'm sure Ilhan Omar, she may know, but she probably just learned. Okay. They learned once they got there, here and there, bits and pieces. They were sent to represent a constituency, and they don't actually know or care about the Constitution. This is clearly a ploy to buy votes. That's what this is, plain and simple, very transparent, but it won't work. Forgiveness of student loans has to be an act of Congress. Now, Nancy Pelosi knows very well and embarrassed Joe about this fact, her friend Joe, and she said it. She made the statement very clear, and I quote, "People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress." Thank you, Nancy. So either Pelosi was lying or Joe Biden is operating like the dictator he claims Donald Trump to be. It's got to be one or the other. Either Joe Biden is stupid, either Joe Biden is operating outside of his presidential powers, doesn't truly understand the Constitution and just doesn't care, or Nancy was lying when she made that statement. One or the other. Was Nancy lying? Or is Joe lying, operating outside of his presidential powers and is just a simple senile dictator? Now, the Supreme Court has already said that he can't do this. But Joe decides that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, basically saying, screw you, basically throwing his middle finger to the American people, to the Constitution itself, to those hardworking Americans who've maybe already paid or didn't go to college at all. Now they got to pick up the tab, you know, for Kayla, who went to school and took up lesbian interpretive dance and now doesn't have to pay her student loans. Forget the national debt. Forget the Supreme Court. Forget those who have had to be taxed and financially drained in order to pay for the loss. I just need those votes. From day one, and I quote from Joe, "From day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. Through various citizens who should not be picking up the tab for others. Now, again, in spite of this fact, the debt is never canceled. Anyway, the Supreme Court has said that he can't do this. They've spoken on this before. They've said it a second round here. And it further deepens the national debt, not to mention those who paid their student loans are not paying another because of Joe Biden's unwillingness to step down. And that's what he needs to do, step down, because he has a disastrous presidency and a disastrous reelection campaign. Now, I mentioned AOC. There's others, because stupid seems to run rampant on the Democratic side of the aisle. That's not me being mean. It's all over the media, happening continuously. Here's an example. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, who led the House Science Committee's Space Subcommittee, said the moon is a planet and made of gases on Tuesday. She said this to school children in Houston on the day of the eclipse. Hear this. And not just so you know it, it sometimes pains me, truly. It pains me. Other times it brings me great joy, to quote our blue opponents. This time, it's painful. Oh, she, Democrat Congresswoman from Texas, Sheila, gave a speech at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston on the day of the eclipse, telling an assembly of students, and I quote, "Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up of mostly gases. And that's why the question is, why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that?" I mean, this hurts. The depth of stupidity is so painful. Elsewhere in her address, Representative Jackson Lee described the moon as a planet. Another inaccuracy. Called the moon a planet. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and now the moon. Okay. Unbelievable. Now, of course, Miss Jackson blew this off as a gaffe. She said, "Obviously, I misspoke and was talking about the sun with all the gases." And my only question to that is, then why would you be discussing living on the sun? So if this was a gaffe and you're talking about we're questioning if we could live there, we clearly cannot live on the sun. And the moon is not a planet. This was not a gaffe. This is just an absolute clear and transparent ignorance on the side of the left. Now, I understand that there can be gaffes. We're all certainly human. But this was not a gaffe. And there's something deeper going on with this. The only reason why I bring this up, because again, this one is just so painful, is because that there are kids there and because she has a leadership role. And I'm sure she's considered some sort of a celebrity there in Texas of some sort. Her words have impact. She can influence a child. She can influence kids. Okay. They can go on to simply believe her because of her status. And this is dangerous. This is what's wrong with our public education system. This is what's wrong with our three branches of government. We have a whole system full of people who actually don't know common sense things, okay? And they're spewing this out for the public to pick up and to consume and to soak up and to believe it and take it for true. So, why do my family members believe not just dumb, numbskull things, but infactual things? False things with no actual factual basis whatsoever. Because we have news outlets like NPR, right, who tell lies. They tell lies about their funding. They put out false information, right? There was a piece covered, and they did a poll, and listen to this. And this is also includes my family members, by the way. 8 out of 10 Black males still believe to this day, again, April of 2024, that police disproportionately shoot Black males in America. In reality, young Black males actually die more by way of car accidents than they do police shootings. Still, that has been debunked more times than I can even count. And yet, we still have 8 out of 10 males walking around in America right now that believe that cops, our police officers, disproportionately shoot Black males in this country. Why do I have family members who still believe the nonsense, still don't believe those things that are actually been proven true, right? Why do they still believe? Because we still have news, we have NPR out there operating and other outlets like that, full of journalists who are actually Democrat progressive activists putting out information, right? Still reporting faulty coverage of major topics like Russiagate, like the Hunter Biden laptop, like the COVID-19 lab leak theory, embrace of the progressive viewpoints like systemic racism and CRT, promoting the 1619 Project, right? This is why they're so misled. This is why they are so believing, beholden to one side versus another. They're not getting the full story. They're not getting the opposite side so that they can make an educated decision. Now, a lot of it weighs on them. It is up to you to dig. It's up to you to do the research. It's up for you to dig beyond the headlines, right? And not take what I say as truth, dig beyond what I say. Make sure you go and verify for yourself. It's important to do that. It's important when you go to those polls that you're making an educated decision and that you are fully aware of all angles and both sides so that you go in, you make your mark, you vote for Donald Trump, and then you come out feeling good about yourself, but that you've done the right thing for yourself, your family, your future, and for this country. Here's the savage truth, folks, and I'm going to end it here today. We can't trust our media, unfortunately. Like NPR and so many other, especially political cable news networks, they are operating as an arm to the progressive left, right? They are full of not journalists, but progressive activists who are trying to push a certain agenda through messaging. They omit, they leave out, they cover, they censor altogether information to leave us ignorant. Again, it is up to us to decide who we are, where we want our country to be, and what information is out there. We have to become our own journalists. We have to become our own investigators so that we're getting that balance. I'm going to cover this NPR thing as I dig into it a little bit more, possibly next week, so that we have a full understanding of this, because I think this needs to be expanded. But it's really important when I talk about the conversations and refer to the conversations with my family, it really does pain me. It saddens me that in April of 2024 today, we still have people walking around with false information in their heads because they are making decisions according to fallacies and lies and cover up. That's important. And it has an impact on where we're headed to our future. We simply cannot afford this. We cannot afford another 4 years of the Joe Biden administration. We have a terrible, lackluster vice president. We have congressmen and women in the House who don't know that the moon is not a planet. Okay. Don't know about our solar system. They don't operate according to our Constitution. We are in a tough, tough, tenuous situation. It's so very important that come November, we come together as patriots and stand shoulder to shoulder and decide to get our country back. It's really simple. It's really obvious to me. But more importantly, it is not my agenda to tell you to vote one way or another. I simply want you informed and educated so that when you walk into that booth and you vote whoever you vote for, you know the reasons why, and you fully understand the consequences. That is the American way. That is how it's supposed to go. America is strong and it's enduring, but I believe that if you're doing that, we look like 1984, we would all vote one certain way. We shall see. So please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, Be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.